This is Time Out for Music. On the 22nd of April, with a concert at St. Clement Ohridsky University of Sofia, the Women's Chamber Choir Te Deum Adoramus celebrates 20 years since its creation. A longtime children's radio choir co-director, Theodora Dimitrova, made one of her dreams come true after leaving the position. Pianist and conductor, she attracted the already grown-up girls from the world-famous Bulgarian radio choir to her new choir. For 20 years, they have been creating interesting repertoire that is also very difficult to perform. Their voices and talent have brought them praise from both the audience and critics all over the world. Contests, festivals, recordings, this is only part of the story of Te Deum Adoramus. Conductor Theodora Dimitrova told us more about the most important things that happened during all this time. Actually, everything that has happened over these 20 years has been important. But music contests come first as they build a team's character. They are important for raising the level of professionalism and popularity. At such forums, everyone strives to show their best. That is why very interesting things happen at such contests. Choral art in the world has not stopped progressing, and this can be seen at music contests. Another very important thing is our repertoire, rich, diverse, and interesting. We perform contemporary music, as there are plays especially written and dedicated to our choir. One such work will be performed at our concert on the 22nd of April at Sofia University. It is written by Irish composer Stephen Gardner. It is called Innocent and is based on poems by Aksinia Mikhailova, translated into English. The piece was composed especially for our 20th anniversary. The composer will also be present at our concert. Over the years, we have had a very fruitful collaboration with academician Nikolai Kaufman. We have performed many of his songs, and we released a CD of works written by him. We dedicated concerts to him on the occasion of the composer's 80th and 90th anniversaries. We have a nice professional relationship with Dutch choirs who are attracted by our folklore. We have created a project with pop and jazz music, and we also have a separate CD with Orthodox works. Let us not forget the songs written by Dobry Christov. So every single recording, concert, contest, or participation in a festival is a step in the development of the female chamber ensemble, says Theodora Dimitrova. Listen next to the choir with Laudi alla Vergine Maria.
Thank you.
What will the audience hear during the concert of Te Deum Adoramus Choir on the 22nd of April?
Ами за този концерт се спряхме на емблематични за нашия състав пиеси. Имаме още две премиери.
For this concert, we have focused on emblematic works in addition to the piece Innocent that I mentioned. There are two more premieres. I have included Adoramus Te Christe by Orlando Di Lasso, Laulusseld by Velio Tomis, Miserere by Eva Ugalde, Prayer by Georgi Popov, and other emblematic works for our choir that we are to perform, concludes Theodora Dimitrova. Listen to the choir with Vexilla Regis Produent. The latest album by Te Deum Adoramus Choir contains Jewish songs by Nikolai Kaufman. Recording sessions are soon to take place at the Bulgarian National Radio. During the autumn of 2017, the women's choir will be touring Europe.
Cire solo, cire solo, cire solo.